This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. Well, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? And I say yes, you are, because you're listening to this exceptional radio show. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Boy, you wake up and you just don't know what you're going to get. And you know, I got to tell you, this is desperation time for me. Been awake all these hours this morning doing show prep. Because I do my own show prep. By the way, you know, we research the articles that we discuss here on Agenda 21. Did you know that? Unlike journalists, like, kind of interesting little dust up going on between mainstream media and the new stream media. You've probably heard about this thing going on with Hannity. We'll talk about that probably in the third hour, but I got a lot of things to talk about. But it's just amazing to me. I haven't had coffee this morning, so just I'm on the edge. Somebody bring me a coffee, please. I wake up, I check the coffee thing. I'm going, hey, you ain't got no coffee, dude. Well, you know, by now I'm on my second pot of coffee. Come on, give a brother a break. So here I am. Without coffee. So you're getting it unbridled today. Do you feel a little edgy, Paul? Yes, I do, actually. Had a great weekend. Great weekend. Associated with a lot of people at the Chico Gun Show. It was Chico, California. My name is Chico. Just a beautiful town in Northern California. Right there next to the Oroville Dam. What a great lead-in to the topic of the hour, which we will be talking about the Oroville Dam and all the things going on there. So if you need your Oroville Dam fix, you're going to get it. And you're going to get it in a big way here on Agenda 21 Radio. Because we went and visited the dam. Yeah, 12th time for me visiting the dam as a press person. interesting story about that, and we're going to get into that. But, you know, it was interesting. Gun show there because of the Liberty Tour. Liberty Tour coming up in April 22nd. And it's kind of an interesting April 22nd Liberty Tour because, you know, things are going to, I think, explode at the Liberty Tour number 6, just like they exploded at Liberty Tour number 3 when Scott Bennett showed up and, well, gave his presentation about, well, fingering, the only person to do so literally in a conference, did it at our Liberty Tour number 3 in Nevada City, California. Came up there and said, you know who started ISIS and you know who started this whole ISIS business with through terror financing and so on was President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton. Why? Because, you know, he was doing spy work, Scott was. And he discovered because he was tasked to find out in his job working in Washington, D.C., first with the Bush administration and then under Obama, to find out who was financing terrorism around the world. And guess who he found was doing it? Well, President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, Benghazi, anybody. It's all tied to that. And you know about our coverage with Benghazi. What a job Chris Street did. What a great job Santos Vigil did. By the way, our board man and engineer. And, well, myself, we did a really good job. I mean, looking back at it history-wise, you just have to kind of say we did a good job. Very, very proud of what reporting we did in and around and what we were doing. And the criticism was really funny. You know, it's really funny about the criticism that people give us for our reporting and stuff. Doesn't bother me a bit. It really doesn't. It doesn't bother me. Now, what would bother me is if something was factually incorrect. And, you know, we'd want to clear that up. But, you see, we really try to get out in front of so many things where we're not factually incorrect. How about that one? New York Times making up stories and fake news and things like that. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, this the whole fake news discussion that's going on out there. The big discussion for the day, though, is this CalExit thing by Nigel Farage and people wanting to break up, have Eastern California. That's going to really set well with San Francisco and Los Angeles. Hey, you're now known as Eastern California. Pick a new name. The Western side's taking Western California. They're going to take California. Just take the name. I mean, seriously, what are you going to name yourself, new state? Western California or just California? Just steal it from the other side. And you know what? You're bigger in landmass, so therefore you're entitled. Now, I hope we don't get that sort of thing going on. But, you know, this whole thing about a state split in California, I think something's going to happen. Something will happen. It will not be the so-called yes/CalExit California business. It won't be that. Now, this other thing where you've got Nigel Farage involved, and you got the Jefferson thing involved. Those are two other issues. The state split for Jefferson is well along its way. Well, not really. And yes, it is. You've got counties that have committed to do it. And this is the deal. Jefferson should go. It should go. Should be the 51st state. Got a lot of work to do in a very short period of time. That's a fact, Jack. Got a lot of work in a very short period of time. As opposed to this Nigel Farage thing, now, the thing about Jefferson, it includes most of the top one-third, actually even more, about 40% of the state of California is what it includes, with more states or more counties to come along probably. And that would include the eastern side of the Sierra Nevadas, all the rural counties, and just lop it off down at the bottom of Southern California and let, you know, the other counties fend for themselves. But there's been great discussion about these counties from all the way from Orange County to Riverside County, San Bernardino, and on north all the way up, you know, all those counties, Mono County and all that stuff, all the way up to, you know, Nevada County. There's been great discussion. A lot of people don't know that, but there has been. So the question is, now with this new movement by Nigel Farage, he's intending to take the northern half, most of Jefferson, down all the way to Southern California. And the border would be, one of the borders would be Orange County and Los Angeles County would be a border between the two states. So that's how that, and everything else south of that would be part of the Eastern California, which that's kind of a difficult thing if you're on the coast, right? Because you got to have some sort of coast to your state, since there is such a large, you just don't want to give up the whole coastline to California. Come on. We want some coastline too. Just can't have that happening. Anyway, we're coming up to a break, I think, somewhere along the line here. Let me look at my clocks. Everything's kind of going squirrely on me. Might want to turn up the volume and find out what's going on. Anyway, but we're going to be coming up to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the Oroville Dam, talk about our visit to the Oroville Dam, which happened yesterday, which was pretty amazing stuff, actually, to go out there and be at the dam. Again, our 12th visit to the dam. Lot to report. Lot to report, especially what's happening today. There's going to be a press conference. I don't think I'm going to make it. I'm going to try to make it to the press conference. I'm looking at the clock. It's 11 o'clock Eastern time. I don't know if I'll be able to get away after post-production and so on, if we'll be able to make it. But we'll definitely be. You can watch the press conference, by the way, on Facebook. If you go to the Department of Water Resources, they actually will. Of course, the audio will be bad because they want to make it bad. It's kind of interesting the way these folks play. They don't necessarily want the audio turned up all the time at these press conferences. Why? Especially for people asking questions. Because they want to keep you in the dark. You know, kind of like the, so you'd be in dark places, like Jerry Brown underneath his desk. Real dark places where it's kind of moist and everything, where a lot of cockroaches hang out. That's Jerry Brown Jr. in California, hiding out in the... Oh, that's right. He was out speaking yesterday on the Sunday shows. We'll catch up to that one, too. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, our little visit to Oroville Dam yesterday. Well, you know, it's kind of an interesting little visit to Oroville Dam. Wasn't a little visit. I mean, it turned out to be a pretty good visit. Took several associates with me. And, well, let's just put it to you this way. Today, they are shutting down the main spillway. Now, those of you have been following Agenda 21 Radio, you realize this is of significance. I think it was planned. You know, I think they wanted to run it for a while, and you know, they did a lot of work on it when they shut it down. And they opened it up on, what, the 17th of March. They shut it down in February something. I can't remember. I wrote the article, just can't remember all parts of it. They shut it down in mid-February to repair, much needed repair on the broken, totally destroyed spillway. So they go in there and they do a lot of drilling. They do a lot of bolstering and armoring and things like that. And now they're going to shut it off today, slowly shut it off, begin the shutoff, the shutdown. It's kind of interesting that their mentality, unfortunately, this is an emergency situation. Now, to relieve anybody's stress point, the sheriff in Butte County did take off the alert. He had put out an alert notice and kept it that way until it got to, I think he had the thing that he would take it off if the dam got down below 850 feet. So he did that. It's either 850 or 845. That's the detail. I can't remember. So he did that. And so now there are no alerts. However, don't go too far from that alert. And the reason is because the spillway is putting out about 45,000 cubic square feet per second right now. All right, okay. And it could go more. Well, if it had to, and we don't want it to go more, it really shouldn't be doing anything right now because it's so severely damaged, and we're going to talk about that in a second. It shouldn't be doing anything. It should be sitting there being repaired, which is another issue. Report comes out last week that, just guess what? Doubtful if it will be repaired by November of next year. This year. Excuse me. By November of this year. Oops. Of course it won't be. It's a big spillway. It's a big, big spillway. And it's got major issues. It's going to be in years to fix it. The big question is, what are they going to do? How are they going to fix it? What are they going to do? Use the crippled spillway for a couple of years, or, you know what? That is the big question. Big time question. So what do we have here? We have a dam that is severely damaged. Let's be clear about it. We have a dam that's now going to shut down its spillway, and the water's going to cease. But what is coming into the dam right now is the big question. Well, they've had flows up to 46,000 cubic square feet. Oh, per second. Oh. So we got some issues going on there. We got some issues because right now, remember, like Chris Street always says, this is pregame for the snowmelt. Okay, so what about the snowmelt? Well, for the first time in 20 years, by the way, I can attest to this because I lived in that community at the time. the community of Portola, Lake Davis, and a little bit further down Highway 70 toward 395, you got Frenchman's Lake. Both their spillways, the water's going over now. We confirmed that Friday night. Sources in Portola went to the dam, said, yes, it is free-flowing, first time in 20-some years. So, that means that's the middle fork of the Feather River, which, that's it. That's the terminus point. In the middle fork of the Feather River, that is the headlands right there, the headwater. So those dams opening up, or those spillways, the water going over the spillway, is significant. Because this is now the runoff season. It just officially started in the middle fork of the Feather River from the dam standpoint. Now, yes, it's been running off as rain and snow melt and so on. On the hillside, we understand that. That's not the issue. The significant runoff is started from the dams upstream. And, of course, it's always been, I believe, Chester up there in Lake Almanor has been porting water all along. And then now downstream, you have a lot of dams in the Feather River. And then these dams are significant because they have been holding water and they are overflowing and have been. And the way that they're built, they are built such that their dams, their spillways are a part of the dam and become encompassed in it in the behavior of the dam, because they want to guarantee that there's water in those dams to keep the river downstream consistently flowing. Then there's, of course, the reason is the profit motivation, because these things are owned by electric companies who generate electricity off some of the dams, not all of them, but some of them. So some of these dams are specifically for holding water back, so there's always a reserve of water for dams downstream that are generating power. But they also serve clearly a flood control purpose. Now, I got to tell you firsthand, in 1996, the last time this happened, December 31st, I believe, 1996, I was driving down the Feather River with my daughter. What a mistake that was. A huge raging river. I saw these dams in action spilling over. I can tell you firsthand what it's like when the action is really cooking. What happened in the Feather River, after I drove through, the road washed out completely. It was down, had to be rebuilt, took months to get that thing back up. And it was raging. That was my first lesson in absolute humility. Fall on your knees, say, hallelujah, brother, the Lord knows how to move water. I'm telling you, we stopped the car at one point, and the car vibrated and shook from the ground with all the water. It was trembling. It was amazing, absolutely amazing. Boulders coming down from the rock faces and stuff. I was like, what have I done? Of course, it washed out the road, flooding all over the Central Valley and so on. It was chaotic for months after that. Well, here's the deal. Is that we have that was in January, February, and that was already happening, and they did not have a damaged spillway in Oroville. That was 1996. That's because in 1996 they were still maintaining the dam, as opposed to Jerry Brown, who doesn't want to maintain the dam. He's known this ever since he became governor for the third term and the fourth term. And what has happened is that the governor, the great governor, Jerry Brown, sure, decided, no, we're going to spend it on illegal aliens. You know, we need extra money to support all these illegal aliens coming in. See, this is what the conversation I was talking about last hour. The so-called illegal aliens coming in and using the resources of the state without the citizenship quality is a bad idea. Because as an education, as you know, the citizen kids are put aside for the illegal alien kids. Now, I'm not disparaging that. I was an educator for 41 years, and never, ever did the thought come across my mind to deny education for an illegal alien student. Never happened. They just treat them just like regular students. Where the rub really comes is what the university systems in California, the UC system, the CSU system, and the junior college system has been doing in order to gain more money from illegal aliens and other students from out of state. Well, they push aside the citizens, students of California, give them preferential treatment. So how many kids are pushed aside each year is a question. Lots of California citizens. It's a terrible system. Well, Jerry Brown had to fund it. So he took it from the dams. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With all present at the Agenda 21 show.
We're talking about the Oroville Dam and the consequences of certain actions now. They're shutting down the spillway today, and they need to. I support them in shutting it down. The problem is you got to do this tender balance now. You've got huge inflows coming into the dam. Now, I'm going to see if we can get detenderize our, I would say, our situation that's going on with our internet here, and see if I can. I mean, there's bad weather. It's raining here in California. It's been raining, you know, on and off forever, it seems like now. And we got another big storm coming in. And by the way, what's really going on at the dam? So we're going to do our little handy dandy check here and tell you what's happening right now. This is what we see on inflows. This is the inflow, the amount of water. We have a little tachometer type deal here. Inflow is 24,587 cubic feet per second. And outflow right now, and the spillway is still open, is 40,075 on the outflow side. That's what's going over the spillway. They're turning it down. It was 45 up around that area earlier this morning. They're turning it down now. Now, this is a problem, and I'm going to talk about this briefly. We talk about it in our article, that downstream, you know, when you just turn this thing on and off, it creates huge problems on the banks of these levees. And farm ranches and so on, that farmers have their fields out there and everything, and it decimates them because they're reliant on a certain level of pressure against the banks to keep the soil intact. And once that pressure goes down to too fast, because if it comes down naturally, like in nature's way, then the soil hardens as the water recedes and gets less and less in the basin. Get it? So there's kind of like a hardening of the soil there, as opposed to just this massive erosion that occurs. So now we have this going on. They're turning it down. Now the flows are down to 40,000. They're ultimately going to go to zero, and then what they're going to do is kick in the powerhouse, which is, I think they've already started it, and start getting water through there. That water amount is only around 13,000 cubic feet per second. Now, you know how that is. Versus right now, we've seen some high flows. Let's see what we got here. Some high flows so far on the inflow side. We've seen as much just recently as 31,000. 36,000, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. It's 36,000 on the outflow side. Okay, so let's just kind of do some quick math. If you go up to, let's say 36,000. Let's go up to 40,000 on the inflow side, because that's real. You can have it go to 40,000, and you're only pumping out 13,000. Well, hello. I mean, start doing the math on that one. That's starting 33,000. Oh, my God. That's inflowing, filling the reservoir. Get it? The reservoir will go up, and it's going to go up more rapidly now that the snow melts. So the amount of time, the window of opportunity to do construction on this dam spillway is diminishing. That's the point. It won't. They cannot allow it to get up to. And now that also creates is this up and down, up and down, up and down thing on the dam structure itself, which puts enormous. It's an earth-filled dam. Remember that. It puts enormous stress on this dam. This is a potential catastrophe waiting to happen. And we're talking about CalExit, Jefferson, yes, California, whatever. Nigel Farage is now in the mix. Knew he was going to be. I won't tell you how I knew, but I knew he would. So this is where we're at. This is where the flow meters are. Now let's get back to this whole situation upstream with the Davis Lake and so on. Chris Street came out with an article on Friday night. With heavy rain and snows slamming into central Sierra Mountains, the spillway at Lake Davis overflowed for the first time in 21 years, reigniting concerns about downstream water level rising at Oroville Dam. It says, AccuWeather reported that a heavy rain system turning to 4 inches of snow above 5,000 to 6,000 feet and to 6 to 12 about 6,500 hit Portola, California, and nearby Lake Davis. Coupled with warm weather melting a record snowpack, Lake Davis began overflowing on March 21st for the first time since 1996. That's that storm I was telling you about. I was driving in the Feather River at the time. The California Department of Water Resources issued a warning to downstream residents, boaters, and fishermen to be prepared for high stream levels and faster water flow due to water topping the 800-foot level or 800-foot wide and 115-foot high Grizzly Valley Dam spillway. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife, in a widely controversial initiative this is kind of interesting. I was there at the time. Back in 1996, I was there at the lake. I watched them do this. It was a military operation, by the way. Department of, it was back then known as Department of Fish and Game. They were concerned about the pike in the Davis Lake, which was, by the way, man-made. It was a meadow turned into a dam, right? And then into a reservoir. It's what we do around here in California to preserve the water, of course. People need water, too. But they stocked it with trout and everything, and then all of a sudden somebody, some joker, put in pike. Now, pike are voracious fish. So they were concerned, here we go again, the Department of Fish and Game at the time were concerned about pike fry getting out of Lake Davis and then going downstream and destroying the stock of salmon fry as they tried to get out to the ocean. Get it? In the Delta. Sound familiar? Very concerned about what was going on with the salmon, what was going on with the pike fry as opposed to human beings at Lake Davis, because why? They poisoned the lake, Department of Fish and Game. They poisoned it. They poisoned it with a compound that was what basically is known as a suffocant. It would suffocate all fish in the water. It's kind of an interesting little side story. Because this is what happened, and I can tell you firsthand, I was there. I was watching this battle with the Department of Fish and Game and the people in the community that I was working in at the time. And it was a losing proposition for the community because the state was just going to do what it wanted to do. And it poisoned all the fish. And, of course, the incomes of so many around that whole lake. It was a resort lake, beautiful lake. The fishing business, all those businesses dried up, and people lost their shirts in the houses because you couldn't use the lake for years. There was so much fear about the poison and so on, and about the so-called pike. Well, this is what they found. They found that, well, only 8% of the pike that they found that bubbled up to the surface and they got. That's all they got was 8%. The rest were trout. Big trout, I might add, because what's kind of interesting is a biology project, Dave Vallely, who was the teacher of biology there, brought in huge bins full of fish that the Department of Fish and Game were gathering up, and they did autopsies on the fish. And I didn't see one pike. Now, listen, I'm a former biologist, but autopsies and dissections are a thing for me, right? So I'm in there with the kids. I'm looking at the kids, what they're doing. And they pushed all the tables aside, brought these big, huge rounds in with all these dead fish, and they just started gutting the fish and looking and examining in the stomachs. And you know what they found in the stomach of the trout that they were so worried were going to be destroyed by the pike? That was the trout are being destroyed in Davis Lake. They're going to destroy the salmon runs. You know what they found in the stomachs of all the trout, by the way, which, like I said, in the thousands outnumbered the pike? They found all the pike fry. Oh, you mean the trout was eating the pike fry? Yeah. That's why they only found 8% in Lake Davis. Stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price? Guaranteed. Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And yes, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and look for us on YouTube, featuring, well, of course, the Oroville Dam crisis. You might want to check us out on YouTube. We've got a clip that we shot yesterday. We were up at the dam with the crew, and I'll tell you, it's quite an experience. And we explain a little bit of it in the clip that we had just produced, put out there on YouTube for you. So go to YouTube, go to agenda21radio.news, and click on the YouTube icon, and you can see the latest from Agenda 21 Radio. Also, you can get some visuals there. We're going to be putting out a longer version of a short version. That's kind of the way we do it. We got a little bit more stuff coming at you. But anyway, stay tuned for Agenda 21 Radio on YouTube. Okay. So what in the world is going on upstream from the dam is the big question. And so we started getting reports of, and we have been getting reports. We get, you know, I have some friends in high places, meaning in the Sierras. I used to live actually not too far from Portola, California, up in the high Sierras, and one of the prettiest spots on the planet, most would agree. And many, many years I went through winters deep and cold and rainy and slushy. So I know what it's like up there right now at this time of season, in a heavy season. In fact, 21 years ago, when I was living up there, we had the major storm of 1996 and 1997. And things were flooding then. And guess what? We just got reports that in Frenchman Lake, which is a little bit further east of Portola, it's still within the watershed of the Plumas Range there and the Feather River. Actually, the middle fork of the Feather River is what you find in Portola. That spillway at Frenchman Lake started to overflow into its spillway just over the last couple of days, actually. Thursday afternoon, I believe. And then now Lake Davis, which has not gone over the spillway since that 96-97 rain, started to go over the spillway Friday night. One of our sources up there went out to the dam, checked it, says he hasn't seen it overflowing on the spillway in over 20 years. So this means what we have coming on is that you have the lakes in the higher altitudes, and these lakes are relatively shallow lakes. They're made out of meadows, and they were not natural lakes. They had to be stocked with fish. By the way, it was Lake Davis. I happened to be there on the time or the day that they were starting to poison Lake Davis, trying to kill off the pike. Pike is a voracious fish. It's almost like a dinosaur. It eats everything in sight. And they were so afraid, the Department of Fish and Game, known at that time, that the pike was going to kill off the salmon fishery. Sound familiar? Salmon fisheries, yeah, downstream in the Delta. And it was kind of interesting. The biology teacher, I think his name was Dave Valley, was saying, this isn't the way it works, guys. You know, there's a food chain. There happens to be a food chain in that lake, just like any other lake where you plant fish. And, well, lo and behold, they killed off all the fish. I was up there. I was watching them in their little boats, their airboats, running around poisoning, dropping a certain chemical that acts as a suffocant, as they call it. Gets in the gills of the fish and suffocates them. And they come bubbling up to the top. A lot of them just drop to the bottom of the lake. Well, these carcasses were picked up, interestingly enough, picked up by the Department of Fish and Game. And they were, well, donated to the school. So the school started dissecting these fish and looking at the fish in the stomachs. Now, that's kind of interesting because almost every one of the fish that were brought in, these are supposed to be, you know, gross samplings of the fish that were hauled in by net by the Department of Fish and Game and given to us as samples. There were no pike, as I recall, in those samples. They were gone. They weren't there. Now, so we had to start dissecting the fish. The kids did. The kids did a great job. Dave Valley, fantastic biology teacher, I might have. And this is coming from a biology teacher. One of the best biology teachers I've ever seen in a school. Well, the kids are dissecting. They're doing their number. They're gutting all the fish. And they're checking out the contents of the stomachs. And guess what? What did they find in the stomach of all those trout? Some of them are huge trout. I mean, 10-pound trouts? Give me a break. Oh, I'm sorry. Get back to the point about what was in the stomach of those things. Well, it was fish fry, of course. It's a fish fry. Yeah, not like a fish fry, but the small fingerling fish fry, the small ones. Oh, I failed to mention the species. Of course, it was the pike fish fry. Yeah, the little fingerlings that grow up, boy, those trout just were chowing down on those pike. That's why you didn't find any pike in the lake, hardly. 8% of pike were found in the lake. Now, listen, guys. Man can't do it by poisoning a lake to eradicate all those pike. Now, this is an interesting little ditty. I believe it was Dave Valley. I know we were on top of all this. Said, hello, Department of Fish and Game. Because it was really funny. I was watching the poisoning, and these guys were going up in these chemical suits up into the estuaries that would pour into the, creeks and so on that pour into the lake. And they were going up there with their suits, and they were spraying different things and all that good stuff. Like the fish swim up the estuaries and spawn, right? Well, not really. And here's another problem for them. I think it was Dave Valley. I might be giving him too much credit, but said to the Department of Fish and Game, excuse me, but you know what? These eggs of the pike stay viable in dry, arid conditions for as much as 5 years. They forgot about that part. So that prompted another set of a round of poisoning for Lake Davis back in the mid-2000s. What fools are these people playing with Mother Nature? They're already what? And, you know, by the way, there's other pike in other lakes. As I've seen pictures of pike come out of other lakes in that chain up there. I'm not going to mention them because next thing you'll know, these people are going to run around poisoning those lakes. Beautiful, beautiful lakes. And by the way, the economy of Portola tanked since that incident because Lake Davis is a big part of the economy. Little side effects that go on from the Department of... But, you know, don't you find it funny that they were running around trying to protect the salmon spawning grounds, the hatchery? Don't you just find that they were using the same lame excuse then? And it was a lame excuse. All they needed to do was let it go. Those fish wouldn't survive. The survivability, they estimated that the number of pike that they found in the lake at Lake Davis, 8% of the total. And there were thousands and thousands and thousands of fish that they poisoned. Perfectly good trout. And they destroyed the community's industry. Go figure. You don't think these people have a plan for Oroville Dam? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
AM
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me at paul@a21r.com. paul@a21r.com. Okay, a lot of things going on, obviously, in the dam. And we talked about the rivers. We talked about the dam itself. What's wrong with the dam? This is a big deal. They're shutting this thing down. They're shutting down the main spillway. And they're going to have to do some massive repairs, even at this, to get it back online, because they have to have this spillway. Now, we're probably going to have to do this routine at least three more times. This is a routine now, where we turn the dam off, turn it on, turn it off, turn it three more times at least, because of the amount of water. This is going to be a very dangerous period, a very, very dangerous period. So, anyway, a lot of things going on. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You'll catch all the news there, the stories we're just talking about, the Cal Exit program that Nigel Farage is in, also, of course, the whole story behind what's going on with the dam, and Davis Lake and all that other stuff. Chris has got some more stories on that. We've got some more information coming in on that, on the flows and so on. and we have big storms coming in. So with that in a nutshell, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I always say at this time, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.